Welcome, Poozers, to the Green Island Core Cast, episode 101. We are your premier location for information on Green Lantern, the Green Lantern Corps, and all things related to our Galactic Police Force in green. We're a team of well-versed fans here to bring you, the listeners, our honest opinion about things that you generally want to know. How's that? Like it? Cut and print. Gathered together with me today are no other than our honored panel guests, the creator of the sponsor site, thegreenlanterncorps.com, Andrew. He will say something. Next to him, the co-creator of the speedster site, proboards.com, West.
Brandon West, how you doing?
Following right next to him is our everable, lovable, and clearly adorable, Colton.
I always enjoy this thing.
Next is our communication officer, Eric.
Oh, I just want to say everybody looks really great tonight, except for you.
Why, thanks. And following right next to the hot heel, the youngest member of our panel. I don't want to say Kuhan.
I'd like to refer to as Super Kami Kuhan.
His name is Name.
Oh my God!
Andrew's here. Oh my God!
Later.
Yeah.
Damn.
He was correct about the time frame.
She's beautiful.
Maybe you should have spoken like 5 minutes ago when you actually said your name.
You added yourself in there, man. Are you right back? And right next to Eric is our youngest guest, our youngest recruits, our youngest whatever, his name.
I'd like to be known as Super Kami.
Super Condom?
Super.
No, it's, what was it?
Super Kami Guru.
Can I just call you Guru?
Super Kami Guru accepts this.
I heard Super Condom.
And I'm the host, Frankie Mateo. We're your bi-weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you our fair and balanced and honest opinion on comics and the media. We're your bi-weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you our fair, balanced, and honest opinions on comics and media reviews, as well as interviews with creators, writers, and artists past and present of the Green Lantern that you know you actually want to hear about. Once in the blue, we'll alternate between the interviews and the reviews of our comics with actual topic discussions as to what things that you may actually find interesting pertaining in that week. Seeing that this is our introductory episode, I want our listeners to actually know where we're coming from as to what got us into the Green Lantern. As, you know, our cosmic entity hero when we first got into our roots with the character. So beginning in the front, we're going to start with Andrew. Andrew, tell us exactly what got you into the character.
Well, like a lot of people in the time, I think we're talking about 1994 here. Like most people, I was flipping through Wizard. I saw, oh my God, looks like there's some major shakeups in Green Lantern. With the whole comics and Nightfall and major shit going on, let's see what's going on in Green Lantern. So I did. I was captivated almost right away. I mean, it seemed like this is a book where there's some serious shit that's changing. I almost didn't even care what was changing, just the simple fact that it looked like there's so much history here, and they're just really throwing caution to the wind. I mean, that really captured my attention, and as time went on, I also happened to develop quite the affinity for the main character of Kyle. Just seemed quite human, quite relatable as a character, and it was interesting to follow him as he kind of grew into the part, so to speak. Yeah, and that's how I got into that.
All right, so would you say Kyle Rayner is your favorite Green Lantern, or do you actually have another?
I think that's more than safe to say.
That's good. Aside from that, what would be your favorite storyline in the Green Lantern mythos right now?
Ooh, the Legacy, Last Will and Testament of Hal Jordan would be on the list, probably with that, about the same level, maybe Emerald Knights. That was pretty cool as well.
I agree with you, Andrew. I like Last Will and Testament too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll join you guys both in the same puddle.
random speakers. Let the man finish.
No, I mean, that's... You want me to get into why I like them best, man?
Yeah, well, give a little explanation as to why you believe that should be favorite as one of your favorite stories.
Well, I mean, at the very least, it's hands down probably the best the best story about Hal's former sidekick, Tom Kalmaku. I mean, it actually makes him human for the first time in, I don't know, ever. And it tells a whole other side of the whole Parallax thing, and even makes lemons into lemonade in a lot of respects on that, and just makes a really good human story. It's the whole kind of Tom finds himself, Hal finds himself, and we see the first really big part in the resurrection of the whole mythos of the Green Lantern Corps and the resurrection of Oa, which was kind of played out pretty well here. Emerald Knights, just a lot of fun. I mean, you got Hal in the past with Kyle in the present, and it's kind of a swashbuckling time travel adventure. And then you got the Parallax coming from the near past to the present, and everybody meets, and it's this big, we got to go back and set everything right. It's just a great story. It's just a great story. Epic. Nice.
Granted. We're going to move on to Brandon West. Brandon, what got you into Green Lantern?
Grant Morrison. League of... Yeah, that guy. Justice League of America got me into Green Lantern. Particularly its reboot written by Grant Morrison with art by Howard Porter. From there, I fell in love with the idea of Green Lantern, not necessarily Green Lantern comics. I really like the idea of willpower being, you know, the source of amazing feats and saving the world with, you know, mere thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Well, you wouldn't say the space angle would be your greatest also draw.
I love the space angle. It's definitely a plus side for me. The fact that most superheroes in the DC universe are, you know, Earth-based. I love the fact that Green Lantern can take place in a much broader area. And
all right. So aside from that,
aside from your nonsense.
Which would be your favorite character?
Kyle would be my favorite character.
That's two for two.
I hate to make it sound so bland. But yeah, Kyle's my favorite
character. I thought it'd be John Stewart.
John's the man.
I wish you could see me right now. And gay bashing in the opening of the show. Get people to hate
us. Less reason to hate us. Brad, to keep going. Your favorite character is Kyle.
They put John in there for you.
Would you have even the black skins?
Hey.
Show a little gratitude.
Show it on timer. You like Kyle 4? You like Kyle 4?
I love Kyle more than any other Green Lantern, but not necessarily because he's better. It's because I've read more stories with him. I've read better stories that happen to involve him. So it's not necessarily that Hal sucks or I don't represent my people, but Kyle just happens to be there whenever a good story needs to be told, and that's why I like him, particularly because of JLA, Grant Morrison, Howard Porter, World War III, one of the greatest stories of all time. And Kyle had an excellent moment there where it really showed the amazing potential of what Green Lanterns can do.
All right, so it's safe to say that your favorite story would be World War III, done by Grant Morrison, but just for JLA.
Yes. Green Lantern comics, I don't have a favorite story yet.
But it still does revolve a Green Lantern in there. So it's
yes, heavily focused on Green Lantern.
All right, granted, that's your favorite story. Colton, seeing that you're next on the board, what got you into Green Lantern?
Oh, I'd have to say one of the most appealing factors to me about Green Lantern has been the whole space cop thing. I mean, I like the concept that they're not just, you know, like heroes doing their own things. They follow their own rules, and they kind of have their own little territories they've got to stick to. And, you know, that sort of thing always appealed to me, I think.
All right. Who's your favorite Green Lantern at the moment?
Like I was saying, I do have a soft spot for a bit of the classics. I started off with Hal, you know, Super Friends days, a little bit of the camp. But you know, I've seen him in most of my comics because when I actually got into comics, it was just the very same run, Green Lantern Rebirth, when Hal came back. So for me, it's just kind of like he's always been there as a Green Lantern. I also like I like all the human Green Lanterns. They all have their own appeal and different aspects.
Oh, but you're racist against the aliens.
Attuned.
Yeah, that's a bit racist.
Yeah, right. I like all the human lanterns, but you know, those aliens are kind of annoying.
Yeah. Wait. Colton, I don't know if you know this, but this is the first episode, and we don't want to step on any toes, so let's keep the racial comments episode like
three. Yeah, let's go back and say, you know, you just don't like all the humans.
I like every lantern to a different degree.
Good enough.
It's lame. That's like what my mom says.
I love you all.
Exactly the same.
That's what my mom says when she beats me and not my brother, but I love you all.
I don't love them all equally, I just love them all.
Okay, moving on. So what would be your favorite story?
One of my favorite stories was the whole original Blackest Night one shot from Alan Moore. Because I like that whole sort of doomsday apocalyptical tale.
It's called Tigers.
Story Tigers.
Yeah.
By Kevin O'Neill as the artist, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, you say why.
Yeah, tell us why before you start ignoring us.
Like I was saying, one of the reasons I like stories like that is I like that kind of prophetic, you know, like doomed to fail no matter what sort of setting, where like they know the end is coming, but they can't really do anything about it because if they try to do something about it, they'll end up causing it. I like that kind of story. It's short, but to the point, it works. I like the art.
Self-fulfilling
prophecy. There's some pretty interesting. Yeah, exactly.
I can understand that. Eric? Eric, seeing that you're right next to Carlton physically.
Yeah, he smells.
Yeah. What is
and is wet?
It's just pre-cum.
I think
whoa!
Oh yeah, you know, one of the strongest things about the DC universe, I think, is its legacy aspect, and that's one of the things that got me interested in Green Lantern. My father was really interested in it, and I kind of picked up on it around the same time Andrew did, when Kyle Rayner is becoming Green Lantern, because you know it's kind of a tried and true staple of comics to take franchises and do a new start, and everybody kind of just jumps on the bandwagon. I might complain about that nowadays, but I do think that kind of vitality really helped the franchise out a lot because Hal Jordan's history is just so convoluted. But one of the things I really liked about the Green Lanterns is because the idea of them being, I mean, not to take from Colton, but I mean, space cops. But what's so interesting about them is you got to think about what kind of weapons would space cops use? Well, rocket packs and lasers, but that's like whatever. What's so interesting about the Green Lantern, their weapon is that it's like Grant Morrison said, a wishing ring. And it's something that actually, it's the only kind of weapon you can really have in space, you know, because space is like the antithesis of like time and volume and mass and all this crazy physics going around. So the only thing you can really do to like save everybody and actually fight crime is to have this weapon that kind of can do anything and just create forces around you. And it's just, it's cool. It's almost like accidentally they stumbled on something that's ahead of its time. And I mean, basically that's really what it is. It's just the idea of it's like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings all wrapped up into one. It's every kind of fantasy you can think of out in space with this science fiction kind of, you know, sheen on it, you know, and that I've always really liked that. I mean, plus it's all about the personification of imagination. I mean, what is a more comic book concept than a dude with a ring that can do anything fighting crime? I mean, that's comics right there, you know. And since I came in with Kyle Rayner himself, I mean, he's definitely my favorite. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that his I mean, obviously I have an affinity to him because he was my guy when I was growing up. And they haven't really introduced anybody new more really since him. So I feel like it's kind of like I can't even say poo-poo to the new guy because the new guy is the old guy. So I do think that Kyle's continuity is also a little bit more streamlined than the other guys. And I just feel like his stories were a lot more relatable and much more contemporary than weird stuff that Hal used to do. You know, and with that in hand, I mean, my favorite Green Lantern story probably isn't – it's not one that has that much to do with Green Lantern, but has a lot more to do with Kyle. It's the Power of Ion storyline, where Kyle gets the ultimate power and we find out the reason as to why Kyle was chosen and so forth. I think that was a really cool story because it personified everything I was talking about, you know, this kind of like ultimate mind, Kyle, this really artistic figure, getting everything, you know, using the ring to its full potential, you know, and just kind of gains omnipotence. And you've seen a lot of omnipotent stories. I mean, superhero comics are all really about power fantasies and these unlimited invincible guys living forever, doing whatever they want. But that was a really cool twist on it because I like the idea that Kyle kind of was doing the right thing in this almost fascist way, but kind of like sweetly, you know. And the reason he kind of turned everything against is because he was realizing he was creating kind of a religious structure, an ideological structure across like the world and the universe, and he was eventually going to become God, you know, and create himself as a false god, and that was reason enough for him to stop. And I just think that really wrapped up everything very nicely. And I think every time I think about the part where he brings the guardians back to life, I get a little misty in my eyeballs. I think it's sadness or tears or happiness. I'm not really sure, but it's some human emotion. So it's awesome.
What about circle of fire?
What about? I thought you guys needed some estrogen.
Circle of fire, which is the exact opposite of power of ion. Yeah, yeah, which actually creates the biggest worst thing that ever happened. I think that just proves, as Brandon said, he doesn't actually think Kyle's the best. I think he is. The guy had a regular ring, and he accidentally created an entity as powerful as Darkseid. So eat that, Hal Jordan.
That's very fucking true.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, not for nothing, Kyle's the heavyweight champion of Green Lantern. He's gone up against every other major Green Lantern. He's won. So I don't mean to be like that kind of like fanboy, but I do sleep soundly at night knowing that.
He's protecting the galactic spaceways.
That's a pretty cool way to put it.
And he really has had the longest uninterrupted run of any Green Lantern, including Hal.
And except for that really weird dog haircut, the dog collar haircut, the best hair, honestly.
Okay, dude, everybody got to say, that was the quickest rundown of anything to naming every single thing that got you into Green Lantern, your favorite character, and your greatest storyline in less than 2 minutes.
I'm dehydrated, so...
Okay, hold on, let me call. Start timing myself, okay.
And I'm glad I didn't have to change in the middle of it. I didn't have to say a damn thing.
And I didn't say or anything.
I know. All right, Kuhan, sitting on top of your high chair.
Okay. So I really like Green Lantern.
I gotta say, what got you into Green Lantern?
I'm sorry. So you see what got me... Okay, so what got me into Green Lantern was probably... I don't even know. I think around the time that I could start, like, I got a library card, and my mom would take me to the library all the time. I'd go to the section where they had all the comics and get all those. And then once I read all those, I'd look on what they had in other libraries to have them bring them over there. And for some reason, I just always was attracted to the Green Lantern storylines, and because I mean, of all storylines, because it's just wait, what?
Oh, I said you're attracted. To the tight clothes, obviously.
Oh, yeah, the tight clothes and just that hair, man. But, yeah, I just, you know, it's because the story is just, it's just a guy who gets a ring, a magic ring, and can do everything. Unlike, you know, there's Superman, who is an alien, who has all these superpowers, and Batman, who had this traumatizing experience and all this money, and he can make stuff, but it's just a guy who's sitting there and gets a ring, which is especially someone like Kyle Rayner, who despite other storylines that say he was always chosen to get a ring, originally was just a dude in an alleyway, and they said, here, have a ring, you're the Earth's last hope, and he's like, what? But it's one of those things where, you know, and I think this is part of DC's marketing campaign, that anybody could be a Green Lantern, you know, even you, or whatever. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that always attracted me to Green Lantern, is that, any you know, it's just the everyman who gets these superpowers and uses them to save the world. And the fact that he's just a cop in space. My favorite Green Lantern, however, isn't Kyle Rayner, like, you know, 90% of the people, actually almost everybody except for Colton. But
I would say your favorite Green Lantern is?
My favorite Green Lantern is probably Kilowog or Salok, because, like, they're Salok? The guys... Salok. Salok, Salok, Salok... Whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's a lack. I don't know. It's alien. We don't know how to pronounce it. But because those two guys are always just like besides the Guardians, they're the two guys that have been running everything. I mean, now not so much, but like just like recently in the Green Lantern Corps, Salok, you know, just like told off the Guardians, like, dude, I'm not your little minion. I have my own free will. Stop trying to push me around, bitch. But, yeah, I've always liked those two, because those two have always been there, you know, and they training Hal Jordan, all that stuff, and they're aliens. I'm not racist against aliens like some other people, I don't know.
Let's not use racist in your terms.
I don't know, I'm just saying, I like all types of, all types of beings that are sentient. Except for android robots that are set to kill us, those aren't good.
And sentient? All of a sudden, you don't like beings that aren't. You don't like cats or dogs or anything like that.
You don't like tables and computers.
Cats and dogs have sentience, don't they?
No, sentience would have to be like, I am. Cat wouldn't be able to say I am. Doesn't matter. It's a stupid argument. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's okay, whatever. Anyways, as for my favorite storyline, I mean, say what you will about Master... I mean, say what you will about Last Will and Testament, but that was a good storyline, and I did also really like Power of Ion, but since those two have already been said, I'm going to go with a different approach and say I like the Brothers Keeper trade, which had a few good storylines. It had, like, Kyle Renner's high school reunion and the famous... I think it won Eisner, the issue where the dudes bashed Terry... something, Kyle's gay sidekick. And that was, you know, and it really showed how hard Kyle took it, and, like, he, like, stopped being Green Lantern for a while, and after that, he left Earth. He wasn't on, he didn't patrol Earth at all for a while, because he thought, you know, I can't stay on Earth, and I have this entire universe to police, since I'm the only last living member of this police force. So I have to go police the rest of the planet, the rest of the universe, and just left Earth. And that, you know, that really hit hard, because it's just, you know, he's just a guy who has to leave. He just leaves because it's, you know, hit him so hard. You know what I mean? That was a weird wording. Yeah.
Well,
you like the gay bashing issue because it hit him really hard.
No, that's... You know what?
No need to go.
Yeah, because I liked it because he was getting his ass pounded by other men.
All right. We're good. For some reason, I'm forgetting Terry's last name now.
Yeah, it was.
Don't say Terry something. I mean.
Yeah, cut that up. Just Terry.
Terry.
Like Terry Green. Something.
Terry Berg. It was Terry Berg.
Terry Berg. Everyone had such good picks as far as what were their favorite stories were. What their favorite stories were.
What?
It's true. Everybody did actually have very good picks as to what their favorite story was.
No, I agree. I'm just saying the way that you said it. Like, their favorite story is
weird. My mind is being taken.
Hey.
I have a long career, like a long relationship with the character, you know, with the character Green Lantern. Again, 10 plus years I've been reading the book. Ever since I first found a single issue back in a corner store, to be exact. It was my very first issue of Green Lantern and Green Arrow. This is the second time, not the first Hard Traveling Heroes. It was like issue 76 of Green Lantern, when Kyle and Connor first came together, and that was the first time I was ever introduced to Kyle as a character. To the Green Lantern itself. The first time I ever got into ever saw Green Lantern was back in Super Friend days. But I never really knew anything about him back then. You know, like, you know, Challenges of Super Friends or anything like that. I only remember him being played once by, that wasn't Hal Jordan, was in fact Firestorm pretending to be Hal Jordan. So I never even knew what the hell the character was about, except that he was green and flying through space. but pretty much, you know, that issue, 76, was really got me into the rest of the character. Because it was about legacy. At that point in the game of that issue, in that single issue, number 76, I got to learn about how Kyle Rayner was a legacy character. That he came, his predecessor was Hal Jordan. And to an extent, I learned about Green Arrow and learning how Connor was a legacy character towards Oliver Queen. I learned how this character itself.
Did
was,
he said Connor? Quinn, Oliver Quinn. Continue.
Yeah, I said Quinn.
Did I say condom?
I know it's Queen.
Condom.
Who said condom?
I thought you did.
That's a Connor.
Hey,
Eric did.
That's enough, Mr. Mateo. Stop. Sorry, Frank. That was your dad.
That was your dad. What?
What's your dad's first name, Frank? I forgot.
Francisco. So it's the same.
Francisco. Francisco.
Oh, Francisco.
Sorry, don't yell at me, Francisco. I didn't remember. God. Your dad had a name.
I love. I'm sorry, Frankie. What's your dad's name? Francisco. Stop.
What? What? Oliver Queen.
Right.
Oliver Queen.
Oliver the
Condom
Queen.
Hawk.
Oliver.
All over the Queen.
Queen. All over that Queen. Pretty much. Where was I? I was pretty much saying legacy character, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that pretty much what really draw, you know, what really drew me to the character. Again, like this whole bigger than yourself universe, bigger than just one person, but you can be a part of it even if, by just being by the luck of the draw. That's why one of the favorite aspects, again, that it happened in one of the annuals, was that it wasn't this whole Kyle was to be always meant to have the ring, but there was this a good aspect of when apparently Guy Gardner was supposed to be the final Green Lantern, but he gave it up because he didn't want to be any of the lapdog of the Guardians anymore. And then because Gathet was running low on power, he stopped by an alleyway and gave this random stranger a ring, and then Kyle Rayner was born as Green Lantern. One of those things where anyone can be it as long as you have a good, you know, a good hand, I guess. And to say that, you know, Kyle Rayner is one of my favorite characters. He's the guy who got me into the book. And I would honestly say he's one of my favorites, but a bunch of these new guys have become are gaining spotlight with me, like Bath. Bath, Ismuth Cole, Green Man before he became a robot.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are rapidly becoming heavy hitters in Green Lantern. I really like their characters because they bring such a diversity to the mythos. Again, you know, they're not just the same characters over and over again. These guys are all different, have their own personalities, and go off and do amazing things. And I really would love people to start reading it just for that, and not just because you know how Jordan is the staple boy of Green Lantern now. To go into which was one of my favorite stories, it has to be Faster Friends. Don't get me wrong, it's a good story. It's one of my favorites. You know, I have a lot of favorites, but that's one of my favorites because that's one of the one of the original stories that I've read. Specifically because it shows a grander base for the legacy of Green Lantern. And Faster Friends was a story of where it was Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern, and Wally West, the Flash, being two legacy characters in the book, and seeing their predecessors, not Hal Jordan or Barry Allen, Jay Garrick and Alan Scott, and this shows the bigger universe of what comics can be, you know, where it draws upon not only its own franchise, but things that happened so far into the past that you can and it teaches you as you go along and you read. It teaches you these what makes these characters important, what makes these characters exist today, and how well it transitions itself into the now. So I have to say, Faster Friends is one of the greatest stories that I like today. It's still one of my favorites. Still holds up to me.
Yeah, Faster Friends is a great story. I read that originally. It's one of my first introductions in the Green Lantern as well. And Mark Waid is one of the reasons why Mark Waid is definitely one of the best writers of today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I always liked that. Yeah, I was like I was always really into the Wally Kyle thing. What did you say? I thought I just said Collie and Wile. The Wally Kyle thing. When they were in JLA and stuff like that was a pretty cool little dynamic that, you know, Wally was always a young guy, and then there was a guy who was like slightly younger than him, so he's kind of bitter about it.
Yeah, I always loved the aspect of these two characters. I mean, there was always the mention of the Green Lantern and Flash always having to be friends since Alan Scott, Jay Garrick, Hal Jordan, Barry Allen. But these two guys, when they first met each other, hated one another, just couldn't stand one another. But through the course of the story, you could see
that. And then they became best friends, so.
No, but it became more, not just it became best friends, but it was a mutual respect for one another.
And yeah, that dynamic.
I also love the fact in the middle of the book that they switched roles for like a good couple of pages.
Well, that's what I think was good about. I don't necessarily think a lot of comics in the 90s were good. I think that was like the exact opposite. But like, you know, I think it's interesting the relationship, the dynamics that they could have really developed and that they started to develop right before this new kind of DC Renaissance. Because it's not really interesting to me that the Flash and Green Lantern are best bros, you know, because then the Flash is also best bros with everybody else. I mean, it's better for me to be like, you know, Wally kind of thinks that Kyle's a dick, and Kyle doesn't understand why Wally thinks he's a dick, and then they become kind of friends because of that, you know, and then you have that, like, really the monkish. Yeah, they're both dicks, and it's like Hal Jordan is best friends with Oliver Queen, and Oliver Queen is best friends with Barry Allen, and Barry Allen is best friends with Hal Jordan. It's like they basically just
sit in a circle jerking each other off, and that's not as interesting as, like, you know, three dudes who hate each other who, like, have to get along and stuff, you know. I just think it's kind of, like, it's good, because I think Kyle Rayner is an exemplary character of, like, everybody's like, he thinks he's all the radical. I'm Bart Simpson, and I surf on skateboards and stuff like that and bullshit and that kind of nonsense, but he's really just exemplary of, like, when characters got their own personalities besides them being just the superheroes they are, you know.
Well, it's not like that now.
Huh?
I said, well, that dynamic isn't here now between Ollie, Al, and Barry. Obviously, they've written Barry as if he and Ollie never got along and secretly hated each other.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, that's true. But then also, we got Hal is best friends with Barry, and he's also best friends with Ollie, and Barry and Superman are really good friends, and, you know, all that stuff. And it's just, they're all kind of like hanging out and hugging each other, which is fine, you know, but it's not good.
And after listening, hearing everyone's thoughts as to what were their favorite stories, greatest moments, favorite lanterns, and what got us into Green Lantern today, does anyone else have anything to add?
Well, I just like to reiterate that World
better
War
to burn out than fade away.
Listen, we're not bringing up the Kurgan or Queen at the moment.
That sucks, because I was definitely going to bring up Queen. Now I can't even think of anything to talk about. Not Queen.
Are we talking Queen the band?
Queen the band and the
Under Pressure. That was way off key.
That was way off key. Now bringing it back. Brandon, what were you going to say?
Just going to reiterate that everybody should go read JLA World War III. It's one of the greatest stories of all time. Bye.
And I just want to reiterate that. I want to be known as Super
Comic. You bastard. Okay. Plug it in something.
That's what I forgot to do. I forgot to explain Brandon West.
You forgot to explain Brandon West? All right, we have enough time. Brandon, why don't you explain to us who Brandon West really is?
Well, aside from being a comic book genius and a huge fan of the DC Universe,
and Brandon West, the future editor-in-chief. The future editor-in-chief of DC Comics.
The future editor-in-chief of DC Comics, Brandon West, is actually Brandon Edwards. But since you don't need to know my name, Brandon West comes from my affinity for Wally West, the Flash. Yeah, so just call me Brandon. Call me West. Send all love mail to
who is
Brandon
West?
No, Brandon at thegreenlanderncorps.com. I believe that's our email.
Brandon, not Brandon. Well, Brandon. Brandan.
Brandan. Brandan.
Now, is your last name Edwards or Edwards? Because the way you said it sounded like it was Edwards.
Edwards, man.
It's Edwards.
Team Edwards.
Team Edwards.
I don't get it. Because
Edward from Twilight? God damn.
I don't get it. Also, be sure to check us out online at www.thegreenlanderncorps.com. You can also email us at contact@thegreenlanderncorps.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check us out next time.
Be sure to check out Kirby Crackle, the performers of our opening thing, Room Capacity, at www.kirbycracklemusic.com. Also, check out the Roy Clark Method, performers of our ending theme, Sector 2814, at www.freewebs.com/Roy Clark Method.
Magic green, it is the color green, it can do anything. Sometimes it speaks to me and says, how, what have you done with your life? People around you keep dying. Use your will to right the wrong, and don't make us wait. Love.
Wait a second.
I'll have to.
Wait 1 second. Andrew, are you typing?
No.
Who's typing?
I'm not typing.
Wait, don't get all silent on me. Someone was typing.
I'm not typing.
Oh, Mom. Well, I was muted, so it wasn't me.
I wasn't even. I was turned away from the computer.
All right, but
well, technically, I was typing, but I'm muted, so you can hear me.
I was hearing a lot of typing going on for a second there. I don't know if it's going to come through. So if anyone's going to type, you know, mute yourselves at the moment. If you're going to say
Frank,
something, unmute yourself.
Question?
What's up?
Frank, can I ask you a question?
What?
Were you typing?
No, I was not.
Because you can tell us.
How amazing.